Now, they say some of the best ideas are the most simple ones. So what about this? A section of seating in a stadium that can be locked away to allow people to stand if the occasion demands it. Fans have been asking to be allowed to stand at football games for years. Since launching their safe standing rail seat at Bristol City Football Club last week, a Shropshire company, Firco Seating, have had inquiries from football clubs across the country. Our reporter, John T. O'Donnell, went to find out more.
Like most football fans, I seem to spend half the match going from being sat down to being up on my feet. The move towards all-seater stadiums has changed the match day experience for many football fans. Now a Shropshire company with its innovative rail seat design, which makes use of the simple key, is hoping to give football stadiums the best of both worlds.
Hi, I'm Sean Matthews. I'm the contracts director of Firco Seating Systems Limited in the UK.
So talk me through the concept, because initially when you look at a row of these seats, they don't really look much different to normal seats in a football stadium, do they? But there's some very important differences that separate them.
Yeah, basically the rail seat has a waist height rail to comply with whatever the regulations are in that particular ground or that particular country. And the importance of it being on this product is because there's a rail on every terrace. So there's no way that there can be surging or crushing because there's literally a rail in front of you and there's a rail behind you. But it allows the seat to be put down for, say, international games where legislation would state all-seater stadium, and it can be locked up and locked away so you can choose to stand during domestic games.
So the seats actually fold up, there's a little turning mechanism and away they go.
Yeah, that's it. It's all about atmosphere, and currently at grounds all over the country people are standing constantly, and that is far more dangerous than having an open terrace with barriers every now and then, because your seat back is only coming up to below your knee, the one in front of you. You've got nothing to stop you falling forward. And if there's any kind of a little surge in that area, it's a domino effect and everybody just topples over the seat back in front of them, which is far more dangerous than standing with a barrier. Legislation won't be changed unless there's a massive demand. Now, the demand is definitely there from the supporters. The roadshow's been to every Premiership and Championship club and there's a lot of interest there. Legislation could be changed going forward when they see how safe this system is.
So you could be in for a very busy time here at Firco Seating. What sort of reaction have you had since launching the product?
We currently don't have any samples in the building because the sales team are just fighting people off with them at the moment, taking them from ground to ground.
It's that popular, there's been that much interest?
Yeah, and it's only, a week and a couple of days since we did the installation. I keep saying to friends of mine, this time next year, Rodney, well, I'll be millionaires.
Brilliant stuff. That's our reporter, John T. O'Donnell, talking to Sean Matthews at Firco Seating in Atcham about their safe standing rail seat.